Yo, you guys are tuning into From Humble Beginnings. This is your host, Sayed Aman, and this show is about empowering you to become a better entrepreneur. Now, today is a little special because today I am actually using some pretty good studio equipment. I'm using an actual studio mic. I had it lying around. I used to do some recording back in the days when I used to play video games, and I'm using some premium audio editing software instead of just my phone to improve, make it a little bit more serious, improve the audio quality just for you guys. Now, by the way, I started off podcasting using Anchor, which is a really cool application. If any of you guys are thinking about starting a podcast, you guys can just open up, install Anchor on your phone and start recording, man. Just start recording and forget about making it perfect. And as you do more episodes, you will slowly improve it. Just like how I did, for example. I ended up making better and better content every single time I started uploading podcast episodes. And now, I'm improving the quality itself, so it's good to start somewhere. And I'm wondering where Anchor's gonna play out now that I'm using like my computer, using like, a mic instead of a phone. Like Adobe instead of Anchor. So, I have no idea how that's gonna work, but yeah. So, today was a pretty great day. Recently I've been feeling not as motivated. I haven't been uploading as many videos, partially because I've been really exhausted after my 9 to 5 job, and like kind of took a toll on me, to be honest. And another thing was I kind of felt like a phony because, I'm still not where I want to be, so why am I giving advice to other people? But my cousin came in right at the right time and told me that he believed in me and that I should never stop and I should keep on uploading videos, and he really pushed me and motivated me and made me feel really good because he said that he was motivated himself and that he really liked my videos and there was much more to improve upon and that I should just be myself. And then there are some qualities in my character that stand out differently from other YouTube channels and I shouldn't be like other YouTube channels. And I think every single thing he mentioned was very, very valid. And I am me, and I feel like you guys will benefit from my true personality instead of trying to copy other people and just trying to be, I guess, superficial or trying to be a certain person I am not. So I think this has to do a lot with self-esteem and belief in oneself and self-reliance and confidence, obviously. And just not caring what other people think about you, what other people's opinions about you. Just being yourself. It takes a lot of maturity, a lot of experience to get there. I've made tremendous strides. And I know, I've been very insecure at some points in my life, especially last year, or around the time where I dropped out of NYU, or yeah, basically since then, my self-esteem took a nosedive, like ever since I got into NYU, actually, because one of the reasons is because I was not where I wanted to be. So I was kind of faking it. And you know what happens when you try to fake it? People read through you, or like, no, you doubt yourself because you're not doing what you want to do. See, right now, I've made tremendous strides in my confidence and all that because I am where I want to be. And that's very important for all of you guys. I mean, obviously you're not at the end of your journey, and you're not at you know, success and beat everything and you won everything, you know, you accomplish everything. That's not what I mean. I mean, you are on the road. Or if there was a choice between all the places you'd rather be and all the things you'd rather be doing, you'd be here doing what you're doing currently. That's when you truly have self-esteem. When you rely on yourself, you rely on your heart, you follow your heart, it truly makes you a better person, better character, and it makes you a leader as well. It's really good. You should have seen me last year, or like even months ago, even just like 7 months ago, 6 months ago, when I had a lesser grip on myself and I could barely make eye contact. But now I can make eye contact, I can be myself, I can create content for other people to hear and listen to. This is me growing as a person, and every single person needs to grow. And for me, a lot of it has to do with self-confidence, self-esteem, and believing in oneself, believing in myself. And I made enormous strides, and like, if I can do it, then you guys can do it. So, and if any of you guys are having those sort of issues, do ask me questions, and try to take this example in my life as a way to improve your own charisma. For me, the more I became myself, the more confident I became. The more I tried faking something, the less confident I became. That's just how it is. You know, like, stuff like smile when you want to smile, laugh when you want to smile, don't try to fake it. You know, just simple things like that. Just be yourself, be your true self. Don't be afraid of hurting other people's feelings. It's not your job to freaking be concerned about how other people are getting hurt. Stop caring about other people's opinions. Stop caring about other people's opinions and start focusing on yourself. And that's going to take you very, very far. Have empathy for others. That doesn't mean you can just be a douchebag, but you need to stop caring what other people think about you. Stop doing things to impress other people. That's another thing. That's also very related to what I just said. Stop caring about what other people think. And that means you're going to have to stop doing things to impress other people. You got to impress yourself. It's for yourself, man. It's for yourself. Everything should be for yourself. Why am I trying to succeed? This is for myself, for inner peace, for freedom, for ability to take care of my family, ability to help other people. You know, obviously there is that competitive element to myself, and I just want to prove all my naysayers that they are wrong, that they were wrong. All the people who denied me and denied my path. You know what I find funny? Everybody tells me, you know, everybody's going to tell me, no, go the traditional way. But the thing is, they look up to and they consume content of people who didn't go their right way. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, for example, let me just give you an example I just thought about today. Like, a lot of people love Cardi B, right? They love Cardi B. You know, they look up to her, she's awesome, she's a leader, you know, they compliment her, they follow her, and everything like that. So you follow Cardi B, but then you want to take a completely traditional route. Like Cardi B, you know, she doesn't even speak, you know, normal vocabulary. she teaches us all sorts of new vocabulary, and I think she's a very interesting character, and very non-traditional character. You know, she dropped out of school, she's an entrepreneur, she's a personality, everything about her is different, and she's not afraid of shit. But the thing is, you follow people like her, but you don't even think for a second that you should probably do the same thing that she does, or take some of her success tips and try to apply it on your own life. But no, you end up preaching to other people who are trying to make something out of themselves and be like, no, go do it the more traditional way, try not to bump into too many walls and try not to get hurt. It makes no sense. It's kind of hypocritical of following people who believed in themselves and left the herd, following them and like consuming their content, but then you yourself not 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 applying what you know, trying to learn from the people that you consume content of, and you also try to dissuade other people from following in Cardi B's footsteps, for example. So that's just an example that I bring up. Like, even more important, sometimes even more important than the words you tell yourself in your mind is what you tell other people. Like, what you tell other people, people can interpret in a very negative or positive way. People get bullied, people get inspired, people get motivated, people laugh, you know, all these things. Like, your words are very, very powerful. So do think about the future, and be positive and optimistic when you're trying to give advice to other people, and stop rejecting other people. You gotta support them and push them. They're not looking to get rejected. They're not looking for you to say, hey, don't do that. No, they're clearly asked you for them to have a reason to do it. Give them a reason. Give them what they're looking for. Motivate them, support them. That's how it is. That's how you be a good mentor, you know? It's not for you to say to do something or not to do something. You know that person wants to do it, so encourage that person. You get what I mean? Like, if they don't want to do it, and then you kind of hear from their voice that they don't want to do it, then you encourage them not to do it. They already made up their mind, and they're coming to you just for, I guess you could say, reasons or supporting arguments or etc. to back up their decisions. They just want to go all in, and they just don't want to have doubts on their decisions. That's basically what it is. So today was pretty great. I started, you know, obviously I started using Adobe Creative Cloud, using the real software and equipment and all that to start making content. I started using some phone applications as well, some of Adobe's. I am in the process of making a YouTube video, and I'm thinking about doing more YouTube videos, you know, like 30 minute long YouTube videos, and I'm gonna see what happens if I start editing, you know. I haven't really done any video editing much, so this is going to be pretty interesting. I hope it's not too time consuming. It probably is, and I might want to hire, you know, actual video editors at some point, but right now I think I'm just doing it myself. And when I do get the opportunity to start hiring other, you know, employees to work for me, then that's gonna be awesome. For now, I think I should really start learning. I think all of you guys should as well start learning digital media editing software. Like, this is no longer like, you know, back in 1990s or early 2000s. This is a very digital media, online, internet society. So having an understanding of how content works and how to make content and how to edit content and how to create good content is extremely crucial to your success as an entrepreneur. Creating pictures, creating good videos, editing music, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's all very, very important. Just like, you know, software, like making programs or making websites and stuff like that, those are actually very important. So is, you know, making digital media. It's all really important. I think all these skills grouped together can really make a very good entrepreneur. You know, I've heard plenty of times that, oh, you need to be very, very strong in one subject, and I agree with that. You know, you have a few specialties, a few areas of expertise where you're like a genuine master of, like sales or marketing, for example. But you should also have a good understanding of, you know, everything, really. Everything. You should have a high-level understanding of everything, because then you can relate mental models of each subject and use each mental model to help you innovate and stuff like that. Like, for example, Apple. Look at Apple. Steve Jobs used his understanding of typography and design to create Apple. He made an awesome operating system and awesome products using his design skills, and as well as psychology and typography and all sorts of mental models to help innovate and make really good products. He didn't have to be a master of computer science and master of sales and etc. He was a creative guy, right? And he was into sales as well, and he was obviously into hardware and computers as well. He didn't need to be a master in one subject, but having a good high-level understanding of a variety of subjects that are related to your field is extremely important, in my opinion. And choose a few specialized things. For me, I still have yet to figure out exactly what I am specialized in. I thought it was software engineering. I am very good at software engineering, and that is my trade. But I think I'm finding something else. And I think a lot of you guys are going to be discovering yourself. You're going to find out new things about yourself, and you're going to grow those skills. I think I really like entrepreneurship, and I might even like marketing and sales. And I think I'm pretty good at, I don't know what I'm pretty good at. I'm good at making content. I have no idea. I'm still discovering myself. I really like what I'm doing. So, today I spent not enough time, but a good amount of time on my Amazon business. Contacted a few suppliers, tried negotiating my prices. One madam, she suggested 83 cents per thermal receipt paper roll to manufacture, and I tried to negotiate 40 cents. I have still yet to await her reply. Just use common supply demand techniques in salesmanship and negotiation. And also a promise that I'll be ordering a lot more product, making large orders later down the road in the future to kind of entice the manufacturer to allow a cheaper pricing. And see how that goes. Right now I'm doing thermal receipt papers, doing pretty good on Amazon. I did the numbers. I use Viral Launch, and it's a 5 out of 5. Could be a home run. It's going to be awesome.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.